Heidi and Frank.
Non-stop for the next 40 minutes.
On 95.5 KLOS.
Rise and shine.
Today is going to be
sweet.
You won't want to miss this.
It's National Banana Split Day.
Look, banana splits.
Today is National Banana Split Day.
I love banana splits.
Banana splits.
Banana splits.
Banana splits.
Eating banana splits all day.
Bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-Yeah.
Happy National Banana Split Day.
Showtime.
Oh, banana split day, huh? It's the last time you had a banana split in a long time.
Yeah. Maybe when I was 9.
And it seems like it's a very old, you know, order at the ice cream shop.
Like, I'm not sure what it is. Is it? It's a banana split in half, obviously. Then it's a vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and a cherry. I think it's simple.
Yeah, the chocolate and maybe some.
It's soft serve ice cream, I think.
No,
I don't
know.
Well,
you
like
can make
a
banana split
in
at home.
Yeah.
No,
you don't think it's scoop? No, it's too hard.
Three piles of soft serve.
It's supposed to be soft.
And then the banana split in the middle, each side.
We got the split part. Yeah, the banana's definitely split. But I feel like it is the scoops. With the whipped cream, and then you got to have the chocolate drizzle.
And the cherry.
Crushed peanuts or something
on top.
Or
is that a sundae?
I guess I've always seen it at Dairy Queen. Because they don't have scoop ice cream at Dairy Queen. It's very soft serve. That's where I saw the... And then the banana split had strawberry chocolate and pineapple.
Like a Neapolitan.
Like three different sections on each one of the soft serves. Then the banana, then the chocolate drizzled all over it.
Oh, wow, that's fancy.
It was fancy. That's and whipped cream and cherries.
Let's get the thrifty ice cream people on the phone. They have to know.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that thrifty at the party.
Me neither.
Yeah. It looks so good, though.
We must have been putting that in our pockets.
Oh, I'm getting the gas bubbles just thinking about a banana split ice cream.
Yeah, have I don't know if those things will travel, so I don't know if anyone should order us banana splits and have them sent here, because I just don't think it'll work.
No, I think you got to go to the place that is serving them, and then you sit down at a table.
It'll be like a banana split shake by the time it gets here, just a pool.
You're going to have the banana splits. Another thing for Johnny to record. No, oh, I got the banana splits.
Was the banana splits? I mean, there was a move in wrestling. It's like, I put him in the banana splits.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where you would like lock up a guy's leg with one of your legs. And then you would grab his other leg with both your arms. And you'd lean back and like basically spread his legs apart. Like extend your leg. And
damn, look at you, Ron Rousey.
Like a leg bar.
We put him in banana splits.
Wow.
Yeah, remember that.
Wow.
You're looking up the wrestling move, banana splits?
I am actually, yeah.
It's a real thing?
It's a folk style Greco-Roman wrestling mixed with Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
112.
They didn't call it banana splits back then. There was a banana split back then.
Greco-Roman?
Greco-Roman? Yeah. It was the earliest summer treat. You see banana splits down there at the Coliseum. You know, and they watch the lion and the Christians. They see their banana split and watch the lions eat the Christians.
Going way back.
Speaking of going out and doing stuff and seeing stuff, I got tickets to see Motley Crue, giving those away at 7:40. That's a 7:40 giveaway. September 19th at the Long Beach Amphitheater. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. I think maybe there's a link there at HeidiandFrank.com.
Yes, there is.
Also got some Cheap Trick tickets, some Chicago and Styx tickets, Nas and the Roots for this Friday, and Universal Studios Hollywood. Oh, look at that.
Universal again.
Yeah, two four-packs. Look at that.
Oh, wait, who was the guy who called up yesterday from the party in Hope?
He one of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to call back.
Yeah.
Justin or something?
Justin.
I feel like it was Justin. I was thinking
it was
the same
J,
thing.
For sure.
It was a J name. And don't forget, I mean, so we started it yesterday, and it's already a huge success. It's Frank's Fat Sack of Cash. They're giving away $1,000 four times a day on KLOS. First time of the day is going to be at 8:30. I'll give you a cash code, which is a word, and then you go to 95.5KLOS.com, and then you enter the word, and then within like 10 minutes, they're going to, you know, grab somebody's name from that pool, and you're going to win $1,000. So that starts at 8:30, then at 1:30, 3:30, and 5:30, four times a day here on KLOS, just giving away money. Can you believe that they're giving away money on KLOS?
I'm amazed.
And somewhat pissed.
Kind of.
All the time. And a little irritated.
We've asked for something. They found this stash of cash somewhere.
We heard you were broke as a joke for this for how many years? You've been bumming money off of us, and now you're giving it away. So I think that's why they
want to like that time, you know, you borrow, you know, you lend money to a friend, and they're really in hard times to pay their phone bill.
Well, I mean, at least they're being honest about it. It's Frank's fat sack of cash. It should be.
Well, that's true.
It's like, well, we probably should have given it to him. Mm-hmm. But we'll give it to you. And I said, oh, I don't mind. Go ahead. Yeah, give it to the audience. They deserve it more than I do. For showing up and putting up with this crap every single day. Mm. They deserve to get paid for it. Even seriously. More than we deserve to get paid to do it. So that's what we reverted to. Paying you to listen.
Whatever it takes.
It's what the big guys do, so we're doing it too. Whatever's going to keep radio alive. Gold hard cash.
Talk about going old school. Back to how it all started.
So yeah, first chance at 8:30. So be sure and stick around to listen for the code. Today is also National Kiss and Makeup Day. Talking to you, America and Canada.
Oh.
Talking to you, Sky Dance in California.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Who else is having like a big issue? Probably should need to kiss and make up. Talking to you. What's the girl's name married to Ryan Reynolds?
Blake Lively.
It's her birthday today. Talking to you, Blake Lively and Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, are they feuding?
Oh, my God. For the longest time. She wouldn't even invite to the wedding.
It's part of that case, that Baldini case.
My God, open up an inquiry every now and then.
You know, Frank, I'm just not perusing as much as I used to.
Go to supermarkets.
I'm just not in the know, you know. I get rid of my Dish Nation job, and I just don't care anymore.
Exactly. I mean, there was no reason for you to look up pop culture in the...
zero.
Hollywood?
No.
It's a kiss and make up. Is anybody you need to kiss and make up with right now? Anybody in your life, like you and your brother?
Nah.
But you don't want to kiss and make up, or you've already kissed and made
up?
Nah,
there's nothing. There's not. We're not feuding. It's fine. We're fine. And we're not fine. Great. We're never going to be great. We're not...
He's great. He's a great man. He's a hero, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Marine. He's a Marine.
He fought a desert storm.
Darren.
Darren.
Oh, beautiful for space. Oh, sky.
Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Yeah.
Kicked ass in Desert Storm.
Uh-huh. Defended
a couple
this
tours
country.
There. He's my Iraq, hero. Afghanistan.
That he smokes like a chimney and he drinks like a...
3 packs of Marlboro Reds a day.
He'll jump on a grenade for you. I mean, physically, an actual grenade and a fat chick.
Uh-huh. My brother's so funny because...
He is a hero.
I went back to my mom's memorial, my brother had lost weight. And he goes... Because my brother was probably three...
Oh, really?
Almost four. So, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, but it was a
Wanda can cook.
Wow.
350.
Yeah.
So, but he had lost weight, and I go, wow, you look good. You're really trimmed down. He goes, yeah, I decided to lose some weight, so I'm smoking another pack of cigs a day. So whenever I'm hungry, I just smoke.
That makes sense. I mean, the weird way, it does make sense. I mean, it's just, you know.
He's like, yeah, instead of dinner, I just smoke. I'm like,
a lot of people
okay.
who quit smoking gain weight because they still had to have to do whatever the hand-to-mouth thing, the habit of doing something that way.
So he just... fixation.
Exactly right. So I go, how'd you do it? Yeah. I just don't eat dinner. I just smoke if I'm hungry. I'm like, okay. I was hoping maybe some tips, then I'd get on board and, you know, do something like what he's doing. No. Just start smoking, apparently.
Is it the oral fixation or is it your fixation on sticking your hands towards a mouth? You know what I mean? Like where you're smoking and you stop smoking. The action of doing that bicep curl that's always going up towards your face.
Mm. Yeah.
Is it an arm fixation?
Could be.
As opposed to, I need it in my mouth. I need to feed something.
Or you just need to do something with your hands. You're right. Yeah. Is it just
Is it about your mouth or is it about your hands?
It's both.
Wow.
It's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
Mixed with some elevated heart rate.
So you get back to the clipboard. You're not helping us at all. Just get back to the clipboard, sir.
A little buzz, huh, Jordan?
I think it's both.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Is it A, B, C, or all of the above? Or I don't know.
We're running the survey, sir. Come on, we just want to get some.
I don't have an opinion.
That's also National Whiskey Sour Day.
Oh, used to be my drink.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cause, why?
I don't know. When I started like kind of drinking whiskey, you know,
you start drinking
the beer,
like a 90-year-old man.
Yeah, yeah.
You started there.
I for whatever reason that sour hit like a I don't know, like a Jolly Rancher or something like that. Oh, you know okay. what I mean? It had that little candy taste to it.
What's that? A whiskey sour?
Whiskey and sour mix.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a sour mix.
And a cherry.
I don't know that I've ever had.
You know, sweet and sour mix.
Mm-hmm.
You never had sweet and sour mix?
I don't think so.
Really?
Not in a drink. Not that I know of, no. It sounds terrible.
You buy it in like the margarita mix section? Mm-hmm. Just says sweet and sour on the bottle?
Yeah.
Mm, so it's just whiskey, sweet and sour mix on the rocks?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, you blend it.
Mm-hmm. Soup. Can I get a blended old fashioned?
Old fashioned is different.
Or yeah, blended sweet and whiskey sour.
Wait, do you guys do it with the egg white?
I mean, we're going crazy.
No. That's right?
That's
sour.
Not the clubs that I went to.
Right. Ew.
Eggs.
Egg and a cocktail.
A lot of good cocktails have egg white in it.
Whipped egg white. Yeah.
Oh, God. Hi, can I get a glass of diarrhea, please? Thank you so much.
No, because you can't eat eggs.
No.
Oh,
God. Now I got to go to a bar and does your cocktail have eggs in it? I mean, the one thing I never thought I'd have to worry about is ordering a drink at a bar. Does this have eggs in it?
Okay, sweet and sour with a side of bacon. Whiskey sour.
Yes, my breakfast cocktail.
Eggs in it, this whole, yeah. What do you call shoes made out of bananas? According to the 818, our first text of the day.
Shoes made out of bananas. Those
slippers. It's been one of them days, folks.
We got a case of the Tuesdays.
909's checking in. 818-955-2955. Got the calls coming in. We got the text coming in. 909 says, Heidi's so jealous of her brother. Any truth to that?
No, not even a little bit.
I think you had to think about it that long. I think you're a little bit.
I wanted to be honest about my answer. I don't think you are.
I think you are jealous of your brother. I think you're jealous.
Because
he was always, whatever, in your eyes, seemed more loved, more accepted. Just more of a favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Darren could do no wrong, and all he did was wrong, and you never understood that. So there was a bit of jealousy, and that never went away. And now your parents are dead. There's no way to ask him if that was true.
Yeah, I didn't put my mom through that on her deathbed. I didn't go, just be
why'd you love Darren more than me?
Yeah.
And I'll never forgive you.
Mom!
In a weird way. Mom. You see my angle, right?
Oh, sure.
Where you're frustrating and you never understood.
No, but I think if you're jealous of somebody, you want to be them, and I don't want to be him at all.
Well, you wanted to be loved. You wanted to be your mom's favorite.
You are right there. That would be nice.
Yeah, and he got all the attention, and he was like the
firstborn boy.
And he messed up quite a bit, and you tried to be goody two shoes, and he still was the favorite?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My God, is this why I drink?
This might be.
Could I give up wine if I've just solved this?
Let me ask
you this,
I don't
need to drink wine anymore. I don't need to nominate pain. I've identified it.
How did he decide he wanted to become a Marine? How did that all
My Uncle Tony, my dad's brother, was a Marine. He lived in Yuma, Arizona, still does. And my brother was like, I don't know what I'm going to do after high school. I don't know. My Uncle Tony said, why don't you come out here and train? My brother was like 230 pounds when he graduated high school, and he was too big to become a Marine. And my Uncle Tony said, come out here. We're going to train, and I'm going to get you down to 170, and we're going to be ripped, shredded, and the whole thing, because my Uncle Tony was a drill instructor and all that, so he knew how to do that. And he goes, and we'll go out here, and we'll train, and you see what you feel about afterwards. And then he sent him off to Camp Pendleton, went to boot camp, and became a Marine.
Wow.
It was just because it was like he didn't know what else to do.
Sounds like he's very determined. And
so did he get down to 170?
Oh, yeah. He was shredded.
Yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you were jealous of that,
I mean, I'm jealous of that, if we're being honest.
I mean,
I'm jealous of the ripped 170.
That's your goal weight.
I'm a soft 180. I mean, yes, I am jealous of him. Man, this therapy session really sucks. I don't feel like paying for it, though, to be honest with you. Well, give me a gimme.
That's what you're supposed to face your demons.
All right, well,
supposed to find out was why you drink so much.
Yeah, the coffee is doing the thing this morning, so.
While your biome rejects eggs and milk.
Mm-hmm. I bet my brother can eat eggs and milk. I bet he can. I just know it.
Yeah, I know he can. Uh-huh. He better drinks raw eggs like Rocky.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.